Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
ABC's The Bachelor just announced they've got a new spinoff coming out. It's not The Sparkly Bachelor. It's not The Dull Bachelor. It's not The Shiny Bachelor. It is The Golden Bachelor. ABC says this will be a new kind of love story for a second chance at love for people in their golden years. The leading man will be a currently unannounced senior citizen, so submit your local nursing home attendees to The Bachelor if they want to find a second chance at love. And of course, there will be a group of age-appropriate female contestants to compete for the love of this golden bachelor.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm just outside the range.
It could be interesting. Like, the first couple episodes could be interesting, but it also could be very boring. If they date now, like they did date then, it's almost like too wholesome for TV.
Oh, no.
Which isn't going to do well.
No, my dad lived in a community that was 55 and older, and because they know time is of the essence, they fast-track these relationships.
Now, if that's the case and they highlight that, then it could be a fun watch.
I think statistically, nursing homes have like the highest rate of STDs.
Yes.
So it could get spicy.
Remember years ago, we did that On Golden Pond speed dating? We had old people at a restaurant, and they were hooking up left and right. They loved it.
Well, if ABC allows them to do that, that will be fun.
My granddad told me he has never had more women hollering at him since my grandmother passed away.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they ain't give her a week.
They've been waiting years, decades. Like, it's my time.
You're outside the church.
Yes.
It's over. Put it behind you.
Well, it's because the single elderly women outnumber the single elderly men.
Yeah.
So as soon as one becomes available, they are like sharks on chum in the water.
No doubt.
He said he can't go outside.
Uh-huh.
It's that bad.
Uh-huh.
They want him.
Women just throwing Viagra in his mouth. Meet you in 20.
You went there and I was just saying, delivering all kinds of muffins to his house.
Both.
I got the most moist muffin in all of the land.
So the show hasn't filmed yet, but The Late Show with Stephen Colbert seems to think they know what it'll sound like.
This fall on ABC, one lucky old man seeks his soulmate in The Bachelor, Seniors Looking for Love.
I like you, but I want to be sure you're here for the right reasons.
What?
Are you here for the right reasons?
Yes, I have a few small lesions.
You'll come along for the romantic dates.
Can I get you a drink? Name your poison.
Dairy. It gives me terrible gas.
So hopefully it'll be a little spicier than that. But there's no air date. It is predicted to air this fall, though. Nick Cannon says he totally screwed up Mother's Day with the 6 mothers of his 12 children. He says he tried to go out of his way to do a heartfelt gesture, and he completely messed it up.
I thought it would be really, really good to show people how you really feel. Write it down. And I was doing handwritten messages from the heart.
I love that.
I get the cards mixed up.
I know it.
And then so when one baby mama reads the card about how I feel about the other baby.
Wow.
See, if I would have just got some generic that everybody else got, that wouldn't happen.
You see how that could happen with all the baby mamas?
It's easy to mix them up when you've got 6 of them.
Yeah.
Okay, Ed Sheeran got some pro tips on how to shotgun a beer from none other than Luke Combs. I'm telling you, if I needed to learn how to do this, Luke Combs, I feel like, would be the number one tutor I would go to. So Ed recently performed with Luke at the ACMs, and he even mentioned wanting to do some country crossovers. And everyone knows you can't make country music without knowing how to shotgun a beer. So he posted on Instagram how it all went down.
Luke is teaching me how to shotgun that beer.
You want to be mindful of where your top is, right? Because once that opens, beer's coming out of that if it's pointing at the ground. So you want this point to the sky. And once you're up, you crack the top and it's just going to go. You want me to go first or you want to go together?
I think we got together, right?
Okay. All right, count us down.
Three, two, one.
Boom. And then they're done.
That's really impressive.
It took them like 5 seconds.
Uh-huh. Didn't we have Katie do that for the first time?
No, Romeo on spring break, we did it for the first time.
Yeah. That one of my challenge for him is to shotgun a beer.
You don't know what it is?
No, that's not the...
That's a funnel.
That's the funnel.
You've never shotgunned a beer before?
I don't think so.
What?
No, I have no idea what that is.
Yeah. Thursday night. Tomorrow night, we're all meeting up, right?
Not all of us, no.
Oh, it's not all of us?
No.
Is Mo there?
No.
Never mind.
I'm about to say.
It's literally just you, me, Tracy, and Tommy.
Okay. Another time.
Okay.
And I don't think Tracy's going to shotgun a beer.
Wine. Red wine. Yes. Beer, no.
One of today's hottest artists just announced a brand new album. I've got all the details for you on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.